I think we hear a lot of dreadful stories about forced displacement in Africa. And the first thing I wanted to highlight is that there is also a lot of voluntary migration within Africa and between African states. And that we as economists should be interested in that, because apart from forced migration and forced displacement, we have a lot of people moving for reasons of marriage, for household formation, to move to the city for work opportunities, to move to other rural areas in search for better soil. And that, as economists, should be our first interest. Forced displacement is, of course, very important, but it's kind of a result of a kind of political shock that we also need to study. But that's not the only thing that matters for Africa. There's a lot of voluntary migration that is a really interesting study phenomenon. So from a European perspective, it should give us some food for thought that most of the IDPs and of the internally displaced persons and the refugees are hosted in neighboring countries and in the country itself, not in Europe. So about the recent estimate is about 86% of all the refugees are in the developing world, and they do not come to Europe or to other rich countries. And so when we say that a few hundred thousand refugees are coming to Europe or even more, it's still a drop in the ocean. And most refugees are hosted in their poorer countries, in the neighboring countries, and they're doing all the work to host them, to feed them, to shelter them, to give them an education. And so it gives a sense of perspective from the European perspective, I think. NGOs, governments, they collect so many data from their projects, from their interventions, that are never used for research purposes. And instead of researchers collecting all kinds of new data, which of course we do through household surveys, we should be using the data that are collected anyway and then do our analysis with that. Sometimes these data can be very rich, and we can do advanced econometric analysis with these data without spending a lot of money, because the data have already been collected. And I think there's a rich source of information, for example, on the situation of refugees in European labor markets. Our governments collect a lot of data about that. So let these data be made publicly available, of course, in an anonymized way. That's the way we work. And let us analyze that with the data that the government collects anyway.